And Philippa will walk in through the entrance doors.
They lift the police tape for you so that you can walk through, and the doors are not locked. And he calls, the dancer Iris and the owner Taffy are out back. The interior looks like it came from another time, somewhere from the 20s, perhaps. The interior is lavish, but ugly. It gives a sense of opulence from people that don't care how hideous it actually is. A mixture of golds and yellows, and there is a smashed mirror on one wall, a large stage at the far end. The center has overturned chairs and tables, and there is two large bloodstains. The interior smells of lavender, and the light is a subdued ambient with a very yellow tinge. The bar is on one side. The mirror is fractured. As you look at it, the multiple images almost pull you towards it. It feels like something is just out of your sight, but as soon as you look, the spell was broken.
So,
Gunn will head over to the blood puddles and examine them intensely and look up, look at the stage, look at where the blood puddles are, look over to where the broken mirror is, and 44. No, 45. No, 40. Actually, and I was thinking about the other one too. No, but then I thought, no. But then, yeah, because then that wouldn't make. But yeah, anyway. It was supposed to be a 45, right? Okay. Yep. Gunn looks down at and inspects the blood patches on the floor and then walks back 30 feet from where he thinks the shooter might have been and pulls out a small stake, which he unfolds, and it stands on the ground and he lines up. And on the end of it is a little laser, and you can see this beam stretching out, and he walks over to a point in the wall. He with his finger pointed, he says, "Aha!" He reaches back down into his forensics kit and pulls out a pair of tweezers and starts digging into the wall and pulls out and is holding a slug about the size of a 45, but without proper forensic testing, we won't know until we get this back to the lab.
Well, bag it and we'll take it back.
And he pulls out a plastic bag and tosses it in the bag carefully.
And from the angle of the impact into the wall, it's roughly a 45-degree angle. And working back at the distance that the coroner felt, it would have placed the shooter somewhere near a candelabra that is sitting on the bar of a small cherub.
Okay, and that
Someone's
mouse is
dead.
dead.
Already.
Well, I don't agree with the coroner's findings that it was 30 feet away. This is probably what, somewhat, maybe 15 feet?
He said within 30 feet, not 30 feet exactly. 30 feet, if not closer, were his words, I
Oh,
believe. So
okay.
15 would fall under that.
And the mirror is also broken for some reason. And Gunn is looking at the mirror.
Unless they never sweep, probably broken recently.
So we have glass. And he walks back over to the bar.
There were multiple
And
gunshots. Could a bullet have hit the mirror?
What was the report? Two or three gunshots?
Well, at least, if your theory is correct that the bullets went through one victim into the other, at least two, but we currently only know of the ones that hit their mark. Doesn't mean there weren't any stray shots.
Gunn will inspect the mirror a little bit closer. being careful not to step on any of the glasses on the ground.
It looks like it's been impacted in a couple of places, but not by bullets.
Mm-hmm. And Gunn will hurry back over to the bar. Drinks, ashtray.
Some are still standing, some have been knocked over. You don't get the impression that this is what the place looks like normally.
Well, I'm going to have a word with the owner and the performer. If you want to keep taking a look around in here, you can.
Certainly.
Up to you.
I think the shot came from here, which means whoever was sitting here was drinking with their left hand, possibly fired with their right. The drink is on the left side here. And he holds up the plastic bag with the smaller wine glass on it. But someone was sitting next to this person, obviously drinking a larger drink, someone who was right-handed.
I don't want to be skeptical, but keep in mind that in the chaos, things could have been moved. So we don't know these glasses are exactly where they were when people were drinking from them.
One thing does perplex me a little bit.
Only one?
The main thing at the moment, we've got several glasses on here, and most of them are empty. One would assume that a bartender would have at least collected the glasses at some point.
Maybe never got a chance.
And Peter will go and have a look at the side, like the chairs, to see if they might be responsible for, you know, the mirror being in such a condition.
And he can see some glass chips in the wood embedded.
Mm-hmm.
She'll head to the changing room. The owner can wait.
As Philippa is moving down, it is a weird freak show to some degree, as you feel all the human staff overall, bar possibly the one dancer and the owner, have been dismissed.
Hmm.
Not fired, but they're not required to be.
They're not, yep.
The ones that are there are the various replicants. Performers, which she can see as she's moving down the line. And it's a little unsettling in a way, because there are definitely some earlier models there that have a somewhat awkward feel. They're not quite human enough. It's not just in the look, but it's in the movements. As she passes, they turn and watch Philippa pass. Almost. The feeling is almost like a store dummy watching you for the most lower end of the Nexus. How there is certain people that are very attracted to them is a little bit difficult to to understand. And there's a couple that are more later models that are more attractive. They still feel a bit of that uncanny valley when looking at them. You can instantly tell they're not human, but they're much better. But a couple of those very early ones that they have, they're sitting very upright. It looks like that's they've not moved. Once they go and sit down, they don't seem to have... Their processing of instruction seems to be much more literal.
Mm.
It can be a little off-putting. The early ones especially are wearing sort of basic lingerie, and the skin doesn't look quite skin-like yet, and...
No, it's definitely an uneasy feeling, but any of them that seem to be looking at her, she will sort of nod to going by, as she's not really sure what else to do. So...
And the one that is furthest from the stage has the dancer. And it is possible that she... You're not sure if this is her regular dressing room or if she has chosen the one furthest away from the events deliberately.
But I know she's in this one?
Yeah, you can see her. The door's open.
Door's open. All right.
She's very pretty. Her skin is very smooth. And she has an almost barely legal feel to her. So she's probably not much over 18, and they're definitely playing on that for her popularity. And her hair is a bright blonde, possibly dyed.
And if the door is open, Philippa will walk in.
And she stands up, she doesn't recognize you. And, hello, are you with the police?
Yes, I'm Inspector LeBlanc with the LAPD, and she will show her badge in case she needs assurance that she is supposed to be here.
And she looks at it. I would like to go home.
I'm sure you would, and we will make that happen as soon as possible. What happened?
And she sits down and she's holding her hands close to her. Crowd had a strange energy that night when I was on stage. There's more jeering and insulting than normal. It's almost as if some of them wanted something to happen.
The protesters?
I saw the cops. Well, at least I thought they were cops. They didn't look like clients.
A man and a woman?
Yes.
Did you see them talking with anyone?
And you can give me an insight roll.
One success.
You think she's not telling the full truth. Not that she's lying.
It's Iris, right?
Yes.
I know whatever happened here was bad. And I know you want to go home. Before you can do that, we need to find out everything. So I need you to tell me everything.
Bottle was thrown onto my stage. That's when the fight broke out. I think they were trying to draw him out.
Him?
Give me a manipulation roll.
Oh, shoot, even worse. No success.
Okay, so you will get this bit, but not this bit. I think he's a replicant. I think he was trying to protect me. That's when the two men were shot. The policeman, maybe one of the Human Supremacist League. Maybe. They try to stir up trouble every now and again. I'd never seen Sandor before, but...
But?
I'd seen Leia before.
When have you seen her?
A few times.
Here?
Yes.
Do you know why?
No.
No. And would that have been within the last 6 months or so?
Yes.
Ever see her before that?
Not that I can remember. I don't often pay that much attention to the crowd. I try to just do my act so I can get paid and go home.
That's fair. Did you see who threw the bottle?
There was a lot of people around the center of the dance floor.
And other than the crowd being more aggressive than usual, did you notice anything out of the ordinary? Anything at all?
Just the weird energy.
And was it like that all night? Or did it start...
It started a little after 7 and just... got worse as the night went on.
Hmm. And were you injured at all?
couple of small cuts from glass, but nothing serious. I got off the stage through the back.
Did you get medical attention?
I did not need it. They weren't that bad.
All right. And can you think of anything at all before that night, anything strange that, even if you don't think it's related?
No.
No?
Nothing else comes to mind.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have any questions for you. Before I can clear you to leave, I just need to see if my partner has any questions. But after that, I don't see any reason why you'd need to stay. We may have to contact you with further questions. Where would we be able to reach you?
I can give you my address.
That would be very helpful. And she will get her address, if possible, and also give her, I assume, it's very 80s, I'd have a business card or something. She'll give her a business card and do the standard. If you think of anything, you can contact me. I know you want to leave. I'll make sure we get you out of here as soon as possible.
And she puts it in a handbag and she says, thank you.
Thank you. And Philippa's going to head back to the main room. What's the forensic specialist up to?
Peter's standing there at the bar and he's looking and he's got his hand on his chin and he's sort of scratching. He's going, shaking his finger backwards and forwards, going, so over here, there's been some disturbance of the blood. There's footsteps and scrapes and things. The problem that I didn't see before was that we have chair number one over here and the chair number two over there. That chair number two is the one that has glass in it, so it was the one that impacted the mirror over there. And my belief is that someone had thrown it from this point at the bar. It's impacted the mirror and ended up in the middle of the dance floor. Chair number three, however, has ended up on the stage somehow, possibly thrown maybe by the same person. What confuses me is that post-occurrence of our officer being shot.
Crowd started getting violent around 7. It got worse from there. Dancer thinks they were trying to provoke who she thinks is a replicant that stepped in when someone threw a bottle at her on stage. Somebody wanted a fight.
Security cameras. Unless I do, but no.
I can't imagine they'd want any. Like I said, we've not managed to pin anything on them, but there's, well,
given the recent history, and as we have heard before, riots, one would think that it would be pertinent to install cameras to dissuade people from acting out in such ways.
I'm sure it would be if you were running a business that didn't have shady deals going down.
And the only other thing I noted was that the bullet that I, well, the head of the bullet that I found from the wall appears to have come from a cased round. So it is definitely not caseless ammunition that was used. However, I am unable to find any shell casings. So either the weapon used was a revolver, or the shooter took the time to grab the casings.
Which do you think more likely?
I'm not familiar with common revolvers that are chambered in .45 caliber.
I haven't talked to the owner yet. Talked to the dancer. She wants to leave and I can't really blame her. I told her I'd have to check in case you had any questions you wanted to ask before she could go. Anything you can think of that I may have forgotten to ask our performer? She was standing on stage, didn't see much, saw Leia and Sandor. Says she's seen Leia before. was here a couple times. She didn't know why. And other than that, said the only thing out of the ordinary she noticed was the energy of the crowd. Very strange. Then we'll get her out of here. Still gotta talk to the owner.
So I'm bagging the broken bottle that's on the thing. Did you say that the crowd was unruly?
Very much so. For about 5 hours, it sounds like, if they began at 7 and the call came in at midnight.
Why would they let the crowd be unruly for so long?
Maybe we'll take that up with the owner. I want to check the stage quickly to see if there's broken glass on it.
There is.
Okay. All right, are you staying in here? Or
nope. I have finished up my analysis of this room.
Well, wait for me 1 minute. I'm just going to talk to the officers outside. Be right back. And she's just going to go tell somebody to get the dancer home somehow. Drive her in a spinner, walk her home. I don't care. She can leave now. As long as
yes,
she
ma'am.
Makes it.
We'll get that done.
Excellent. All right. Heading back in. And she will go regroup with Peter. All right, we can talk to the owner. I doubt he's happy. Wants to reopen as soon as possible, I am sure. And he can't until he gets our say-so. So, he'll at least play nice, but I doubt he wants to.
Yes, Inspector. Peter shrugs.
He's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I don't know. I'm just here to analyze.
Look, you say you're not good at social studies, but if you're going to be in the field, you're going to have to talk to people some of the time, you know?
I understand.
Great. And we will go find the office.
The door is open, and you can see a man in there in his 60s. He's losing his hair. He's wearing a red pinstripe suit with bow tie, which are ridiculous, but they sort of suit him in some strange way. The floor is a soft carpet with dark wood, and there is a desk. A bottle of whiskey, half drunk, is on the table. Behind him, there is a python that has been framed on the wall, and in the bottom corner of it, there is a nameplate that says Zora.
That's what happened to the snake.
And he looks up as you are entering.
There's a snake on the wall.
Very astute of you. I'm Taffy Lewis, the proprietor. When do I get my club back?
As soon as we find out what happened, Mr. Lewis. Don't suppose you could help us out with that?
I remember your cop buddies. They were staying at the bar. They looked like cops. They stood out. They were looking for someone. That was clear. And they found him.
Did they?
Because the fella made his way straight across. And that's when the fight broke out. Then there was gunshots, and the place just emptied like crazy.
And who was the fella?
I don't know. I've seen him once or twice, but I don't know his name.
And what does he do when he's here?
Sits quietly, for the most part. Big guy, bald.
Looks like he's got a broken nose.
Yeah, you might say that.
Midpoint, slightly raised. Broad chin, around 6'2", medium build.
Yeah, that could fit his description. I've never spoken to him. Only ever ordered water. Always left money, though.
Ever see him talking to any of the performers?
Give me a manipulation roll. Whoever, well, I guess it's you that asked, so it would be
I did
you.
Ask. I suppose you can't manipulate
no,
from the
no,
sidelines.
No, that'd be a bit madder. Yeah, that would be a bit madder.
I keep trying to manipulate despite being bad at it.
Yeah.
Are you good at manipulation?
C? Whatever C is.
An D8, is it?
D8. And my empathy's B.
Okay, you're slightly better at it than me.
Maybe I am sort of better, but I don't know it.
No, I never saw him talk to the performers. I did see him talk to the officer Chicky before.
Inspector Leia.
If that's her name.
One of the two you saw at the bar?
Yeah.
She has apparently been in your establishment a few times. You ever spoken with her?
I don't think I've ever spoken with her.
And do you know what she did when she was here, other than last night?
The only times I saw her, she was talking to the big guy.
Okay.
I don't know what about.
Looking at the snake on the wall.
So we've heard that the energy in the crowd was more aggressive than normal.
Yeah, it was a weird night.
Any insight as to that?
All I can think of, it was one of those humans first groups. They don't particularly like us.
More of them than normal, or?
Yeah, I guess. We don't actually let them in. They've got better at trying to hide their allegiance. It's not good for business.
We think one of them was killed on your dance floor.
Oh, good riddance. I didn't do it. But I'm not sorry he's gone.
But it wouldn't have been particularly hard for him to find his way in if he was really determined.
There's only so much we can do. I mean, you can't really ask them even, you know? Like, because what's the point, right? Are you one of them? No. So, for the most part, our boys just try to weed out anyone who seems like trouble. But they've been getting better at it. In the old days, they had a lot of more street thugs. Crazies, they were easier to pick. But this movement's got a bit of momentum the last little bit. People that aren't quite so aggressive, at least when you look at them.
Your intention is to prevent those kinds of people from entering your club. Seems like almost a misconception. You're leading yourself on to think that you could remove these people from the door. Obviously, they're going to be deceitful if they wanted to get in.
You already said that, Gunn.
Yes, but my observation is that if you really wanted to have these people removed, you would have a surveillance system to pick up on anyone who would potentially be able to, you know, or in essence, change their attitudes once they've entered the establishment and remove them post-haste.
My partner here wants to know why no cameras.
It costs money. And we've never had a shooting before in the club.
You've had trouble, though.
We've had trouble, yes. Not like this.
Never seemed cameras would be a good investment. Security wasn't able to do anything while tension built in the crowd for, sounds like, 5 hours till it peaked.
Well, the problem on this particular night was it was rather well orchestrated.
Please elaborate.
Well, normally if we have one of these jokers, it's usually that. One of these jokers, or a couple of these jokers. In the early days, we started filtering them out. Our boys are good at starting to recognize people. If someone caused trouble once, we don't let him in again. And we haven't really had that much trouble with them. They've ended up spending more time out on the street, making themselves vocally heard, rather than doing anything. We've never had a group of them be able to get in or cause trouble. But it felt like there was two groups last night.
Two groups? Same side?
No.
Hmm.
We're a club. There's alcohol. There's girls. Occasionally, you're going to have those sort of problems. But we don't have riots.
I may have missed something. Inspector Leia was here visiting the club several days before these events came to pass.
She's been here a few times, it sounds like.
So under what pretext was the need for her to be here, unless maybe...
She wasn't here on business that I know of, Gunn.
Oh, so a coincidence.
I wouldn't go that far. It's something we need to look into, especially since she was talking to, shall we say, a person of interest every time she was here, apparently.
I'm a little confused as to why you would have a snake nailed to your wall.
Oh, this is a famous snake.
Famous?
But it was Zora's.
Never heard that story?
Zora?
Pretty famous in the department.
Is this something that I should have heard about?
Depends on who you talk to, I guess.
She's one of the most famous Nexus 6 that ever escaped from the Outer Worlds. She used to perform here. Till one of your Blade Runners gunned her down in the street. Just down there.
So why is the snake famous?
Was her snake.
I don't understand. And he's still looking at the
snake. The concept of ownership or snakes?
The symbolic nature of the snake on the wall.
Famous incident. Her snake. Famous snake. Draws people. I fail to see the confusion.
Why we're called the Snake Pit?
Well, why would you not have this in on showcasing over the dance floor rather than being in your office?
Not for the plebs.
Well, okay. Excuse me if I'm stepping out of line here, but you're called the Snake Pit for a reason, and if the purpose is to draw people for the attraction of a famous snake, I'm sorry, maybe I don't have a head for business. I think I'll just go back outside and examine the dance floor.
Son, it ain't the snake that people are coming to the club for.
And he starts walking, and I was like, I don't understand. It's the snake bit. And you just said that people come for the snake.
Anything strange other than the odd crowd behavior?
On the guns.
Counting that as
I don't know how many shooters there were.
Think there could be more than one?
Quite possible. They were looking for trouble.
And did you see any of it yourself? Or were you in your office?
I was in my office when the fighting started. I was on my way out to help coordinate the boys because it was not your usual... if there's a thing, it's usually a couple of punches and they're done, and the boys drag them outside, we call you, one of your lot turn up and take them away. This was rapidly getting out of hand. I've never seen anything like it, and then there was gunplay.
Your security see anything? If they were trying to deal with the situation.
Yeah, they were sort of in the middle. None of them got hit. Not by bullets anyway, but... it was turning into a rougher sort of event. Which is why I was feeling it was... They'd worked hard to get, at least 5 people in here that we didn't recognize. That behaved themselves to get in and then slowly started to work themselves up. It's sometimes hard to... pick them out. I mean, you say, well, they were jeering and that. Well, that happens more often than you'd expect, maybe. Or maybe you'd expect it. I don't know, but that happens a lot. The girls are doing their thing, and a lot of unkind things get said. That's sort of what happens.
But not bottles thrown, usually?
No, not bottles thrown, usually. And that wasn't thrown at a replicant.
No. But she said it felt like they were trying to provoke something.
Well, yeah. I'd say that's right. I don't know what, though. Or rather... who? Because they weren't trying to provoke... the girls, and they weren't trying to provoke our security. They were looking for someone else.
The same person that our detectives were looking for, possibly. And Nobody, it seems, has any idea where Inspector Leia has gone. Nobody saw her leave.
She didn't come back. I expected her to be part of the investigative team, but, you know, I don't know how you operate. Maybe that's not how you do things.
Well, nobody's seen her since before the fight started, so... And can you think of anything at all that would assist our investigation? Obviously, you know, the sooner we wrap up, the sooner you get back to business as usual.
No, other than you getting the people that did this.
That is our goal. All right, I'm going to leave my card with you. I assume if we need to talk to you, we can find you here.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, we may be in touch. Well, one way or another, we'll be in touch, whether we need to ask you more or tell you it's all sorted.
Right.
Be as quick as we can.
I appreciate that.
Sure you do. And she will head off to see where Peter has got to.
And he's in the main room again. He's just re-examining his...
He didn't have much new information. So... The guy he saw talking to Inspector Leia, who looked like your police sketch description, that's who the dancer thinks might have been a replicant. She says that she felt part of the fighting was meant to draw him out, and that when a bottle got thrown, he came to her aid. And it was around then that the shooting started. Apparently, Inspector Leia had talked to him every time the owner had seen her here. According to the dancer, she's only ever come here in the past 6 months, which fits with her behavior changes. But I obviously have no idea what any of that is about. As far as I can tell, we need to talk to the group the officers outside brought up. They probably don't want to help much, but if one of them did get killed, maybe they'll give us something. Anyone who knew Leia, talk to them as well. And you want to test all your wonderful objects, I'm sure.
Well, yes. You said, Inspector Leia's decline has occurred over the last 6 months. She was an exceptional officer prior to that.
That's what's noted in her file.
Is that all that's written in her file? That she was recommended for a psychiatric assessment? Or?
Mostly, over the past 6 months, she began demonstrating unusual behavior for her. She was more withdrawn, not aggressive, but a bit irritable. Wasn't her normal self. Holden recommended her to the department counselor. It doesn't sound like she ever actually went before now, so I don't think we'd be able to get anything there, even if there wasn't client confidentiality. Yeah, we'll have to check. I don't know if she's got family. I never talked to her all that much, but I'd want to talk to anyone that was close with her. And what are your thoughts?
I am not so sure at this stage. There's so many interworking components to the story. We have an officer who's been visiting this club for, we know, at least 6 months, whose mental health, or at least her behavior, has declined enough to warrant an assessment to be ordered. And we have reports of a Nexus 6 being at the club, to which, ironically, Inspector Sandor and Inspector Leia were ordered to investigate. I find it a little bit ironic that Inspector Leia was ordered to come here as well. Were they both partners?
Yes. It's not that unusual that they would have been sent. I mean, for all I know, this is part of my caseload that Sandor took while I was away. We don't have that many available officers at the moment.
Los Angeles is a big place, and the Snake Pit is probably not one of the only dens of ill repute.
I would assume not.
You weren't investigating any reports of Nexus 6 within this in Sector 1?
Before I went on leave? No. But this tip only came in recently, the other day.
So the tip came in... I'm trying to get my head around it. The tip came in on the day that they investigated, or was this the tip came in a couple of days earlier?
They would have been sent out same day. It's not... Like I said, that kind of a tip happens more than you'd think. It's not send everyone in guns blazing, but on the off chance that it is something to worry about, send someone as soon as you can.
But the tip came in on a day where they were both asked to investigate and were caught up in a potential hostile situation within the club, is what I'm saying. That's more than just sheer coincidence.
I mean, if you think of the two as unconnected, it's coincidence, but if they were tipped off and the tip was correct and that's what kicked off the confrontation, then it's not coincidence, it's cause and effect.
I think there was already confrontation before the officers had arrived. Is that correct? Or am I wrong?
I don't know what time they were called in.
The shooting was at around midnight, correct?
Yes, but they were sitting at the bar for some time, apparently rather obviously looking for someone. They didn't just show up and then the confrontation happened. They were...
Well, that is strange, because they should have noticed the mood of the room as well.
Maybe they did. They might not have thought it would escalate that far. Or maybe they were also hoping it would provoke the Nexus 6 into action.
But if Inspector Lair was in a state of mind that caused concern for Chief Holden, then one would assume that she would have probably felt safer with backup.
She's not been doing great, but she was hardly acting paranoid, and again, this...
Well, she was an exemplary officer up until the time that she came to this club.
Yes, so Leia at not her best is still equal to your average officer. She was slipping a little, but that doesn't mean she wasn't paranoid. I don't think she would have been scared to go if it was just any other job. I don't think she would have been scared to go without backup. She was with Sandor. The only issue I can see her having with this is because of the specific location. We know she was here before. We know she was talking to whoever this individual was. She may have been concerned about that, especially if it was something she didn't want anyone to know about. I assume Sandor didn't know she'd been coming here. But it's not the kind of thing that somebody would have decided not to send her on, because nobody foresaw it turning into this. This kind of thing, normally, you come out, you check, you tell them, no, that's not a Nexus 6. That's just a weird person. And you leave. No reason not to send her.
Okay, so I think I have a few things to run forensically on these items that I've collected. I've taken a number of photographs.
Good idea. Now I am wondering, if you were working this on your own, where would you go from here?
We don't know who the person is who was shot in front of Inspector Sandor.
No, Harris had his suspicions. I would want to ask the Human Supremacy Group, since we know he may have had ties to them, based on his tattoos. Odd tattoos to get if you're not in the group, is all I can say.
That would be my train of reasoning, would be to talk to them. But how do we find them?
Well, they put out a magazine, apparently. They can't be impossible to track down. How do prospective members find them?
Very true.
Besides, I guarantee you several of them have been arrested for, if not violence, being a public nuisance before, so somebody will know where they spend their time.
We could search the records.
We certainly could.
All right. So, back to base?
Seems like a plan.
We've got a few hours till morning. Some of the tests I'll need to run will take that long, and we can start out afresh in the morning.
All right.
The Blade Runner RPG is released by Free League Publishing. Starring Emily as Philippa, Raven Insane as Peter, and Ghost as the storyteller. Music and sounds provided by Sirenscape and Epidemic Sound. You can find us at critfail.com.